Yeah, I caught it when it was on scan when I turned the radio on. That's why I have the K9ONA on my UHF radio, and then I don't scan the LY on VHF. Or no, the ONA on VHF. I scan the LY on VHF. But when the ONA is keyed up, I hear them perfectly on UHF. But it covers up, or kind of intermeds with, well, actually it does cover up the LY repeater, so but I can hear the ONA just fine. And I don't need to, but I put the preamp on because they come in like one or two bars, the ONA repeater. So I just kick the preamp on. It's 20 dB receive gain, so it comes in a little clearer, but I don't really need it. But yeah, eventually when I get my VHF amplifier, I'll be in the mix. But until then, I only have it on UHF. But yeah, I was doing some DMR simplex today with another gentleman. I wrote his call down. I don't know where it's at. It's in my notebook. But on channel 1 VHF, international calling frequency, I scanned those too as well. And he just came on and gave his ID, and I called him back. So that's good. Yeah, just like I was saying before, there's a lot of people that I talk on GMRS that have ham licenses, but they don't get on ham. And they're generals too. I don't understand it. They took the time to go take the test, but they talk GMRS constantly. No ham. So I don't. That's just what they want to do. But anyways, I guess they're having some problems on the new Capacity Plus system. And these people, I guess, you know, they got to answer their questions when they can't get in. They pay $200 a year to have the system, the ability to get on. I still don't understand why they won't let you program your own radio, but I guess you the encryption code, they don't want you to give that out. So they lock your radio with password protection. Not cool. I'm not dedicating a radio to that system. And then pay $200 on top of it. $150 per radio. I know they got a lot of money involved with the system, but that's a little too steep for me. But anyways, we'll get off that subject. But yeah, apparently they're having problems. But yeah, I wonder who's going to take the Crete pair. I believe somebody in Naperville has it, but I don't hear about it. But I was hoping someone local would put up a decent repeater. And we have some sort of 600 back.